I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how the next Civil War will start. The last Civil War started in Charleston, the birthplace of secession, after a delegation from the state went to Washington, D.C., demanding the surrender of the federal military installations in the new independent Republic of South Carolina were denied. Fort Sumter was attacked, and the Civil War had officially begun. While it is not certain that there will be another Civil War, comparisons of the current level of discord to the run-up to the first Civil War, that, by the way, tore the country in half and cost more than 500,000 lives, are concerning in their similarities. Back then, the fundamental difference of opinion boiled down to whether it was okay to own people or not. One side claimed human rights, the other, a state's right to do as it pleased, regardless of the damage it may cause to the country as a whole. The differences dividing our country today are not as clear-cut. However, both sides of any debate are as ardent as then, which is the troubling feature of the current divisions. While fairness to black people and other minorities is still part of the debate, the issues that are really animating, particularly the right, involve differences of opinion of so-called culture issues. But the question remains whether those differences will be enough to ignite real organized violence. I suppose last week's standoff, where right and left-wing protesters, some heavily armed with semi-automatic rifles, faced off outside a drag brunch at a restaurant in Roanoke, Texas, may offer a glimpse of our uncertain future. The brunch was held at Anderson Distillery and Grill. Before the event, the restaurant owner, Jay Anderson, wrote on Facebook, "It was never my intention to host an event that would result in controversy, hate, and divisiveness. It is my intention to welcome people from all walks of life." The Elm Fork John Brown Gun Club, a left-wing group named for the 19th century anti-slavery fighter executed shortly before the Civil War, said it organized the armed guard outside the restaurant to protect the event and were confronted by people opposed to it. One opponent is reported to have said, "I'm here to support people that don't indoctrinate and groom little 8-year-old kids." Left and right-wing activists engaged in heated exchanges. At least one Proud Boy was there, and as was a right-wing protester carrying a baseball bat wrapped in razor wire. While no violence erupted at this event, it may only be a matter of time before a culture war disagreement turns, say, a school board meeting into a literal battleground.